KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear, 10 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 17. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, a Montgomery County man was arrested last night on an assault charge. Red Oak police say 22-year-old Justin James Danick of Red Oak was taken into custody in the alley behind 506 East Coolbaugh Street at around 10:15 p.m. and charged with domestic abuse assault. Danick was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And an incident in Red Oak Monday night led to the arrest of a man on a burglary charge. Police say Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was taken into custody on a felony third-degree burglary charge. Reinhardt was arrested at around 6 p.m. at 301 First Avenue after he allegedly barged into the home, according to police, and attempted to inflict bodily injury on a male resident. Reinhardt was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a 72-year-old man from rural Honey Creek suffered serious injuries during a home invasion and attack Sunday night. Robert L. Bogar, who resides at 31550 170th Street, was listed in critical condition at an Omaha hospital following the attack that happened just before 9 p.m. Sunday. Authorities said they received a 911 call in reference to a subject entering a residence and assaulting one of the residents with a weapon. Witnesses described the subject as a male about 5 feet 10 to 6 feet tall, weighing 170 to 200 pounds. He wore a dark hoodie sweatshirt or jacket, dark pants, black or dark ski mask. Pottawatomie and Harrison County deputies and Iowa State Patrol troopers were dispatched to the residence. The case remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 712-890-2200. A traffic stop Saturday in Cass County resulted in the arrest of two men from Carroll. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said the result of the stop by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources officer. The sheriff's deputies arrested 56-year-old Richard Joseph Foley and 55-year-old Kenneth Paul Foley, Jr., both of Carroll. Kenneth Foley, Jr. was charged with OWI second offense. He was also charged by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Richard Foley was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband within a jail facility. Both men posted $5,000 bond each the following day. And on Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 28-year-old Christopher Anthony Jason Castillo of Atlantic on a charge of driving while barred. Castillo was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Two teens from Exira faced drug charges following a traffic stop Friday night in Exira. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Rachel Ellen Walker and 16-year-old Margot Marie Christensen were charged with possession of marijuana after the vehicle was pulled over at around 11:45 p.m. Friday. The teens were transported to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office and later released to the custody of their parents. Their charges were referred to juvenile court. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports that on December 16th, 30-year-old Anthony J. Simmons of Shenandoah was sentenced by U.S. District Judge John Jarvie to serve nearly 5 years in prison for possession of child pornography plus 10 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. During the spring of 2013, investigators located sexually explicit pictures of a 15-year-old girl on Simmons's computer. On June 5th of last year, Simmons entered a guilty plea to possession of child pornography. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Cyber Crimes Unit, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And a district court judge in Western Iowa Monday ordered a change of venue in the trial of a denizen man charged with murder. The Omaha World Herald reports the judge, who continued the trial for 19-year-old Jaden Ray Chapman until April 28th, ruled the trial must be held outside of Crawford County. Its location will be determined later. The trials for Chapman and a co-defendant, 26-year-old Michael David Schenck of Denison, had been scheduled to take place 2 weeks apart in Crawford County. Chapman and Schenck are each charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of first-degree arson in connection with the March 10th deaths of 80-year-old Marvin Hulsing of Maple River and 81-year-old Alice Husenga of Arcadia. Their bodies were found on Hulsing's property southeast of Deloitte. Schenck's trial is set to begin January 20th. Chapman's trial had previously been set for February 3rd. Public defender Jennifer Solberg had argued in a motion filed Thursday that Chapman could not receive a fair trial after extensive media coverage of Schenck's trial. A third defendant in the case, 37-year-old Erica Danes of Denison, pleaded guilty to reduced charges of second-degree burglary and being an accessory after the fact, an aggravated misdemeanor. According to a plea agreement, Danes will testify as a prosecution witness at the trials of Schenck and Chapman if she is called as a witness. In our funeral announcements, Betty Woodside, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betty Woodside will be today at 10 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene Musfeldt, age 96, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Arlene Musfeldt will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Fueling, age 66, of Farmington, Minnesota, died January 6th. The Mass of Christian Burial Service for Mary Fueling will be today at noon at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The White Funeral Home of Farmington, Minnesota, has arrangements. Robin J. Moore, age 46, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Robin Moore will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Michael Dean Stinn, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Michael Stinn will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Matthew Moraine, age 75, of Bayard, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. A Mass of Christian Burial Service for Matthew Moraine will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Madeline Jane Smith, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Madeline Smith will be on Friday at 1:30. At the Griswold United Methodist Church, Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Werner Gall, age 88, of Erling, died Sunday. A Mass of Christian Burial Service for Werner Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn J. Schnack, age 74, of Harlan, died Thursday in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Marilyn Schnack will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Darwin Peterson, age 84, of Tucson, Arizona, and formerly of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Services for Darwin Peterson will be held February 14th at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Lois Dorsheimer, age 94, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Lois Dorsheimer are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Sue DeVault, age 78, of Greenfield, died this morning at the Greenfield Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Sue DeVault are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.